is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. In a year that's seen several attempts and threats on Donald Trump's life, threats are now targeting some of his cabinet choices. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
A spokesperson for the president-elect says violent threats were made last night and this morning and included bomb threats and swatting. That's when a false crime is reported, inducing a heavily armed police response. Caroline Leavitt did not elaborate on who was targeted, but did call the threats un-American. She added, President Trump and the entire transition team are grateful for the swift action of law enforcement. And she concluded, quote, with President Trump as our example, dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The ceasefire appears to be holding. The Biden administration hopes it's the start of the end for the war between Israel and Hezbollah fighters in Lebanon. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CBS Mornings.
We're going to have to monitor it and implement it day by day. And the United States and France, along with our other allies, are committed to help doing that. And of course, at the end of the day, as the deal states, Israel retains the right to self-defense if Hezbollah or any other terrorist group violates the deal.
This is expected to be a record-breaking day for air travel, with millions of people flying to Thanksgiving destinations. WPEC-TV's Danny Travis is at Palm Beach International in Florida.
Across the country, AAA says almost 6 million people are expected to fly to their holiday destinations. 2.8 million of them will leave for their destinations today. That's a 2% increase from last year. Now, here at PBI, officials say a little more than 100,000 people passed through here for Thanksgiving last year, and they only expect more this week.
The Biden administration wants Medicare and Medicaid to cover weight loss drugs, something that some fear might end during a Trump administration. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says there are other benefits to the drugs.
Even if you don't yet have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, if you have obesity, you are at extremely high risk for developing these medical issues. And so we see this as really trying to prevent some of these complications.
Robert Kennedy Jr., Donald Trump's choice for Health and Human Services, has said that he's skeptical of the benefits of those drugs. Federal Reserve officials say price increases accelerated last month, basically stalling a two-year decline in inflation. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
What's driving this increase in inflation over the month? Services. Services are up by 3.9% from a year ago, while goods inflation down by 1%.
That's got the markets down. The Dow has lost 106 points. The NASDAQ is down 180. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It didn't take long for the release of body camera footage from the Racine County bus incident yesterday. You see the first deputy approach the bus driver who was already out of the overturned bus.
Are you the only person?
Yes, there's no children.
Okay, good.
It's on my way to work and we'll pick up the kids.
No kids were on the school bus that collided with another car at Highway 36 and Wind Lake Road yesterday. That bus flipped and landed in a small pond. The 65-year-old owner of the historic Burlington mansion that burned down has a history of legal troubles. Court records show assault and alcohol-related violations. Potential charges related to the fire are pending for Robert Staten. Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges as an investigation continues. It's now the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It's being held at Racine's Festival Hall tomorrow from 10 to 1. It provides free meals to those in need. If you'd like to volunteer, you can find information at WRJN.com. Public Works won't be getting your garbage on Thanksgiving Day in Racine and Kenosha. Racine's pickup schedule will be adjusted going forward, while Kenosha will collect Thursday's trash on Friday and catch up on Saturday. There are tree lighting ceremonies across Kenosha County this weekend. The city event is Friday at Veterans Memorial Park. The county event is at Pets Park Saturday. Both events feature live music, food, and activities for kids. And Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened with just over 89,000 deer registered during the opening weekend. That's an almost 2% decrease from last year. No hunting accidents have been reported. The season continues through Sunday. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks get the win without Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Just before the game, the Bucks learned that Giannis Antetokounmpo could not go due to swelling in his left knee. The Bucks still managed to win 106-103 over the Miami Heat. Center Brooke Lopez and how Damian Lillard led the Bucks with 37 points and 12 assists.
Yeah, he was clearly locked in, you know, and it definitely gave everyone something to follow. He was such a great leader out there, and you know, we all played off him.
NFL, the Packers may be shorthanded at linebacker when they play the Dolphins tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Isaiah McDuffie and rookie Edgerrin Cooper unable to practice. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley asked, how did linebacker Quay Walker perform Sunday night against the 49ers?
I thought Quay played his best game. I was really proud of him, and it was really cool to see. I think if you ask Quay the week before, I think he would tell you he didn't play his best game. The way he responded and the way he practiced, it was like he was on a mission last week.
That's Packers coach Jeff Hafley with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight, temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
Walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I like to meet, pretty woman. I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy. Pretty woman, won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see, pretty woman.
Traveling today for the Thanksgiving holiday, 70 million people, and they're all passing in a right lane on 94, aren't they?
Long as I remember, being bent on the down, clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men truly ages, trying to find the sun.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Badgers. Badger basketball back on WRJN this season. Next game against Chicago State Saturday. Matt LePay has the call of the game starting at 11 a.m. here on WRJN.
When the weather turns chilly, Ferraro's turns up the heat. This season of giving, get a little extra. Buy $100 in gift cards with cash, and Ferraro's will top it with a bonus $20 card. Don't miss November's cheesy ham and potato pizza with a beer cheese base, Canadian bacon, white potato, red onion, and topped with cheddar cheese. Plus, discover the tasty frozen pizzas just right for carryout or your upcoming fundraiser. Bridging the warmth and flavor Racine craves. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers in downtown Racine. The holiday season starts tomorrow, but you can save big today on a beautiful necklace, engagement ring, or other fine jewelry for that special someone. Looking for a one-of-a-kind piece? Von Hassel Jewelers has been designing and crafting custom certified jewelry for over 20 years. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase a $100 gift certificate for just $50. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Friday. The Badgers battle the Gophers for Paul Bunyan's axe. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Sure, WRJN is Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, but how about those announcements that keep your nonprofit, group, or organization humming along all year? If you want us to publicize your event, simply email the information to us at info@wrjn.com. Tell us who, what, when, where, and why, and we'll get it on the air for you. That's info@wrjn.com. WRJN.
Gone away, looking for a brand new start.
Happening down on the farm with the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke, weekday mornings between 5 and 6 on WRJN.
Hello, it's me. I've thought about us for a long, long time. Maybe I think too much, but something's wrong. There's something here.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Kurt Volman steps in at 2 o'clock. You knew that already, right? Because even though Cindy has left temporarily, she'll be back. We still have Don Rosen in the morning. We got Kurt Volman in the afternoon. We have Chris Morrow in the evening. I'm the new guy. I'm the rookie. I'm Dan Marcus. But I snuck a peek at what Kurt's going to play right after 2 o'clock, because he always has his, at least his first few songs planned out. And one of them is a country song. Kurt's going to play a country song after 2 o'clock. However, before you get too riled, it's a country song by the Rolling Stones. That makes a difference. This is a Rolling Stones hit, major hit, that started out as a country song. What song is it? Find out in a few minutes, shortly after 2 o'clock, with Kurt Volman here on WRJN. Let's find out news now from the Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. While criminal charges haven't yet been filed, we're learning more about the owner of that historic mansion in Burlington that burned down last week. 65-year-old Robert Staten has a documented past with the city and law enforcement. The history includes a September arrest for assault, multiple violations for court-ordered alcohol restrictions, and failure to obtain necessary permits for work on the historic property. While Staten faces potential charges related to the fire and prior offenses, Racine County prosecutors have not yet filed formal charges. Fire investigators continue to search for the cause of the fire that destroyed the 1882 mansion. Helping Hands will be handing out turkey dinners tomorrow. Racine's Festival Hall will host the 15th annual Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks Thanksgiving Dinner. It provides a free meal to those in need from 10 to 1. Event organizers could still use some extra help, with volunteers and sponsor information posted online. You can find more at WRJN.com. Numbers from the hunt are coming in. Derek Tritz has more.
Wisconsin's gun deer hunting season opened last Saturday, and the DNR has released preliminary harvest numbers. Hunters registered 89,203 deer statewide during opening weekend. This is a 1.8% decrease from last year. Regardless of harvest, hunters stayed safe during opening weekend as there were no firearm-involved hunting accidents reported. Gun deer season ends December 1st, which means there's still time for hunters to turn this season into a success.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy and calm today, with high temperatures flirting with 40 degrees. More clouds build in tonight, temperatures fall tomorrow. As winds start to whip, they become blustery, where we won't climb above freezing tomorrow, and highs struggle to hit the mid-20s for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 42.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, 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 bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, 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 sunshiny day.
Look all around. Rangers.
And the Dolphins is tomorrow night. Pre-game starts at 5 o'clock here on WRJN.
2 minute teardrops for one heart to be crying. 2 minute teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing.
Need you so.
Kelly's Timeless Hits and a request. Don't be a wild thing on 94 today, okay?
Wild thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing. Wild thing, I think I love you. Come on, hold me tight. I love you. Thank you.
WRJN. Joy to the World was number one in the States longer than any other song that year of 1971. Number one for 6 weeks, Joy to the World. What a song. I'm Dan Marcus, remembering Thanksgiving's gone by when the Packers played the Lions every single year. This music takes me back. This is from an old NFL highlights film. But yeah, Packers playing again tomorrow. Now, it's not the Lions. Might be a good thing it's not the Lions. We're playing the Dolphins tomorrow. You already knew that. 5 o'clock, the pregame. Kickoff just after 7. And it's Wayne Larrivee, Larry McCarron. And, of course, you can hear it here on WRJN. It's brought to you by Easy Mobility Solutions, southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Gabriel the Promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Rams. And you know what we always say. Go Pack.
Craving a fresh and flavorful sandwich? See why Lee's Deli has been named the best of Racine year after year. Signature subs like the Standard, the Godfather, the Gobbler, and the Hen House. Now find Lee's Deli signature subs and chef salads at the newly remodeled Twins Food Market on 16th Street and Packard Avenue. Made fresh daily. Pay with cash, card, or Snap. Or you can swing by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and catering options. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine one sandwich at a time.
To update your floors but unsure of where to start? Jeff, Elizabeth, and the team at Mitchell Carpets in Kenosha deliver decades of experience in fine flooring. They're ready to help you find the perfect fit with 40 to 70% off retail. Choose from laminate and vinyl plank flooring or thousands of square yards of in-stock, ready-to-install, name-brand carpet from Karastan and Shaw. Or stylish remnants and area rugs perfect for any room in your home. Mitchell Carpets at 80th Street and Sheridan Road. Open 10 a.m. Tuesday through Saturday.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season.
Shadow in the city, all around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah. But tonight it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, even in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat, looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop. But tonight it's a different world, go out and find a girl. Come on and dance all night, just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
Hot town, neck getting dirt and gritty. Been down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match head. But now it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer. In the city, summer, in the city.
City the day before Thanksgiving? What am I thinking? Okay, so here's one that will send you over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house. You go. Here's Let It Be, Beatles, WRJN.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me. Cloudy, there is still a light that shines on.